My name is Craig Freeman, and welcome to Weekend Let's Hear It. When I was 16 years old, I saw Slide Hampton's World of Trombones for the first time. I will never forget this because it left such an impact on my life. Seeing that many trombonists, that many people playing my instrument who were better than I could ever imagine, left an imprint on me. And I frame that as one of my favorite musical moments that developed me into the musician I've become today. There's something about having a super group of all of these talented musicians that really is impactful. This came to mind when I heard Minor Element, the band that we have today. They are a collective of sorts, drawing on many different musicians, many different backgrounds, and they create something bigger than themselves, and it's really impressive to see. I'd like to welcome to the studio Brandon Fitzpatrick and Briley L. Green. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
Before we get into some music, I'd just like to get some general background about your musical upbringing, your influences, that type of thing. Maybe we can start with you, Brandon. When did you start playing piano? Is that your main instrument?
Piano is my main instrument. I started playing keys when I was 4 and a half. I've been tinkering since I could reach it. You know, babies can just crawl up on anything. And I would crawl up on the bench and, like, climb, because I was a climber, and start, like, tinkering on the keys. Like, my parents would have to watch me, like, so many times because I'd almost fall over and almost hurt myself. But, like, I was always playing something. By the time I was able to, like, sit and, like, you know, struggle to reach the sustain pedal, I was, like, listening to like TV commercials and playing little bits of it and just picking it up by ear as like a child, like a young child at like 4 and a half. I told my dad, I was like, I want to play piano. Like, I want to do this.
Why don't we move on to you, Briley L. What's your history with the guitar? Is that your main instrument?
Guitar is actually not my main instrument. That was the second one that I picked up. I originally started playing trumpet in sixth grade, middle school. And guitar I picked up, I want to say it was my sophomore year of high school. So when I got to high school, I kind of found out you didn't have to play one thing.
There were more possibilities.
There were like, yeah. I don't know why I didn't think about it. It was kind of a dumb thing to realize after the fact. You know, you get to high school and it's like, oh, there are other instruments. And it's not just, you know, this one little world that I get to be stuck in.
Did you take lessons on guitar at all? Or did you
No, fully self-taught. Wow. Fully self-taught on guitar.
Minor Element kind of started with me and Braulio. And Braulio and I were taking theory classes at Kellogg Community College. And we were studying underneath Dr. Mark Wells. We had such a good experience learning and figuring out like just a lot of different things that opened our ears to just a lot of the realm of possibilities. And that's what theory really teaches you. And with that... me and Braulio had played music since my 10th grade year, your junior year?
Yeah.
Of high school?
Yep.
And, like, we would just get called and pulled to do, like, school activities. And, like, we got this banquet for these, you know, whatever, you know. And our band director, Brian Busick, would call me, be like, Brandon, Braulio, because we play after school, jam, do whatever, and just play keys, play trumpet. And he'd call us and... we just play music.
I'd love to hear you play something. Brandon, could you introduce the first tune you're going to play for us?
Yeah, for sure. The first song we're going to play is called Big Fella. Hope you guys enjoy.
We're here live in WMUK's Decatur studio. On keys, we have Brandon Fitzpatrick and Tom Ryberg. On drums, Anthony Tyler. On guitar, Briley L. Green. On tenor saxophone, Quinn Blakeney. On trumpet, Trent Sanchez. On bass, Troy Robertson III, and on trumpet, Sam Gustafson. They make up the band Minor Element, and we'll hear them now. Thank you. That was Minor Element with their tune Big Fella. This is Weekend Let's Hear It. I'm Craig Freeman, and we're in the WMUK Decatur studio. Your tunes seem to have these phases where you can hear someone's input and someone's idea for like a horn line or a cool groove. Would you say that the next tune you'll play for us, does that have that same idea or that same general structure?
5D is something, well, one is something that I wrote in pieces. So I wrote part of it in, it was a lot slower. It was only meant for piano. Like, it was something that I wanted to play by myself when I had to go perform somewhere. And I was writing this cool thing. And it was real different. But at the end of the day, I was like, okay, I could convert this into something that is Minor Element friendly. And I sped it up. And basically, I was sitting in our practice space next to Anthony, and I was working on some of the changes, and I was doing a change, and he was like, yeah, that go there. Wait, chord down. I was like, wait, here? Yeah, wait a second. Oh, yeah, that does fit. And we're kind of feeling it out, and I wrote the rest of the song, and, like, you know, I was practicing for, like, 8 hours straight. And then that day it was finished. And those pieces have been from, like, a year of, like, different little things, and I kind of squashed them together, and I was like, well, this fits and this works, and this will be really hard. And when I gave it to the guys and I played it for them, it's so funny, when I do a song and I have to, like, show the band something, I play it from, like, start to finish, and I'll play, like, every single part, like bass line, horn line, chord structure, movements, like, and I'll just be explaining what's happening. At the end they'll be like, are you doing all of that, or is that like a is that like a band thing? And I'm like, no, this is for everyone. So I'm like, I'm playing the horn part right now, and the horns looked at me and they're like, you're crazy. I think just being able to push ourselves to different lengths, but it's a much more structured song than Big Fella. Mm-hmm. It's really the way it moves it's telling more of a more of a story for me than that. So,
well, let's hear that now. I'm here with Minor Element in the WMUK Takeda studio, and this is 5D. Thank you. That was Minor Element with their tune 5D. This is Weekend Let's Hear It. We're in the WMUK Takeda studio. If people want to see you live, what types of gigs do you guys normally do? Are you playing in bars and restaurants and that kind of thing?
Yeah, nowadays we are playing at bars, a lot of pubs, festivals over the summer. It's going to be really cool. And then any way to keep up with where we're playing is just easiest on social media, like on Facebook or Instagram. We'll always be posting where we're playing at and have our schedule and events out for everyone to get a chance to see us.
So you have an Instagram?
Yep, Minor Element has an Instagram and also a Facebook page. And then you can always check out our official music on blacksheepmusic.com.
And you do have an album that's coming out very soon. Is this your first album that you're releasing?
This is our first album. So Minor Element is coming out with an EP. Just a smaller introductory album, just to give you guys a taste of what we're about. But yeah, this is something that we've been working really hard on, and we are very meticulous about what we do. So, man, when I tell you, some years in the making. It's been like some years in the making. Somebody's like, "Wow, for just an EP?" I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." Like every single step, down to, you know, mixing, mastering, like artwork, just making sure the quality is at that industry standard level. We really wanted to make sure that we gave, you know, every fan an opportunity to hear something that's worth listening to, something that we're proud of, and something that I feel like I would be proud of later. And it's been quite the journey, but we're really excited to be putting that out. It's going to be done and out on Spotify and iTunes and Apple Music on June 1st. And that's going to be that's just going to be available on a lot of different platforms, and it's pretty much everywhere.
Wonderful. We look forward to hearing that. I'd like to thank Minor Element for being here today. They are Brandon Fitzpatrick and Tom Ryberg on keyboard, Anthony Tyler on drums, Bradley O'Green on guitar, Quinn Blakeney on saxophone, Trent Sanchez and Sam Gustafson on trumpet, and Troy Robertson III on bass. Our audio engineer is Martin Clem. I'm Craig Freeman, and thank you for listening.
Craig Freeman is a regular contributor to Weekend Let's Hear It. His features are supported in part by a grant from the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation. You can hear more of his work on our website, wmuk.org. Mint will play the Old Dog Tavern tomorrow night on the outdoor stage. Music starts at 8 p.m. I'm Kara Lawrence. Have a great weekend.